Hey, Luke.
Yeah.
I'm looking at something on the desk here.
Yeah. I got some dice.
Yeah. Tell me about those things.
All right. So this is, it's really cool, actually. This is, they're called Go Dice.
Okay.
From a company called Go Cube. So we talked years ago about,
it feels like that. Yeah.
A Rubik's Cube, a smart Rubik's Cube. Mm-hmm. Well, these are smart dice.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. And there is an app to go with it. So there's a Go Dice app that you can download in the Play Store. And what this is these are Bluetooth dice.
Okay.
And first things first, they have this nice carrying case. There's a little pouch for it. Mm-hmm. But this case is awesome. It's magnetic closure. This is actually the charger for the dice.
So they actually, each of the die have...
They have a charge to them. It won't come out if it's upside down. Mm-hmm. But if you turn it right side up, you just twist and they just come out.
Okay.
So first of all.
That's cool.
Really cool design. Next, these dice. So they're regular size die.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much room for battery. And they don't feel heavy. They feel like a die.
They feel really light.
So they need a charge.
Okay.
These charge here, so the fives, if you look at the five, it has a little gold coloration.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you put those. Those are called pips on a dice.
Right.
You put it on these little contact mounts on the charger, and it lights up, and you hold it no more than 13 seconds. And the die will light up and let you know it's charged.
So that's it.
That's it.
That thing was dead. 13 seconds later.
This dice is fully charged and ready to go.
Okay.
So you just, you know, do that for each one. So you're talking 13 seconds, six die.
Six, right.
You know, a little
less
bit.
Less than two minutes.
Yep. And you're ready to go to play the game.
Okay.
And so what that does is when you pull up the Go Dice app, you then, it pairs with the dice. It has you roll them.
Mm-hmm.
And it also senses all these die are color coded. It senses which die you're rolling, and it senses what die face rolled up, and that's how you play your game.
So there's some kind of sensor in each one of those mm-hmm. that it knows what side's facing up.
Yep.
And it also sends a signal to the app as to which one of these.
Which color.
Which yellow has a one on.
Yep.
Okay.
And so the app has 10 plus free games that you can play, and these range anywhere from your traditional like Yahtzee, Farkle kind of die mm-hmm. games to some you know, really kind of interesting, just made for, you know, these dice kind of games.
Okay.
Ones that are like you're around a swimming pool and you're trying to roll. You roll two die, and then you can either add them together and get a number or use them separately, and you're trying to get rid of 1 through 12 on your side.
Mm-hmm.
First person to get rid of all their numbers wins the round. And then you play like three rounds, and the first person to highest number of rounds won after three rounds is the winner.
So this is something that, I mean, it's small, portable, that...
Yeah.
You could take out when you go out to dinner.
Yeah.
And you're sitting at the table and you've got three or four people.
Yep.
You know, everybody puts their face in their phone.
Yeah.
Well, why not just play a game?
Yeah.
And this thing will keep score and track everything for you.
It tracks everything, keep score. You can put users in on there, and it keeps track of those people. So if you're playing with the same people, you don't have to put everybody's name in every single time. It's just, you know, it's me and Scott are playing this game. All right. Which game do we want to play?
Okay.
And then you just roll, it registers. You know, for Yahtzee, for instance, you roll, it sees which ones you have, and then you pick, where do I want to put those on my Yahtzee?
Yeah.
You put them, and then it's the next person's turn.
That's very cool.
It's really nice for, you know, it's very simple dice games, nothing too complicated, but very easy on the go.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing for me that makes it... a worthwhile thing is just that these feel like regular dice.
Yeah,
they have the weight of regular dice.
Yeah, they didn't feel at all like, oh, you can feel some kind of sensor in there,
right,
wobbling around like some kind of
And they charge in 13 seconds,
right,
to a full charge. Now that full charge will get you about 2 hours of playtime, it says. And I don't think it shuts off. So if you play for an hour and then put them away, after an hour, they're going to be dead.
Okay.
So it's not like you put them in the case and they'll turn off and you'll come back and have an hour left. Mm-hmm. It's just you're going to have to charge them every time.
Okay.
And this case, there's a, it just pops out of here and there's a little screw that you open and it has two AAA batteries.
Okay. So I was going to ask, does this thing take its own charge?
Nope. Takes batteries.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about carrying around a cord. I think, you know, I would maybe have liked to see a way to charge this, but I think it keeps the size down possibly for just using batteries. And, you know, two AAA batteries isn't that expensive.
Well, and we figure out what you're actually charging. You're going to sip
right
battery.
Right.
Off of that. It's not going to take much at all.
Right. So, so these things, it comes in at $120 for the set of six.
Okay.
I believe they have a set of five also available. If you want
interesting
a different size set of die or a different set. But I think that would affect, you know, the different games you could play.
Okay.
And most of the games tell you, you know, when you go to start them up, what however many dice you need or whatever like that.
Well, what's cool about that too is, I mean, it's an app, so you would assume that potentially over time there will be other games added.
Yeah,
to that.
So there's featured games in there. There's gives you some, you know, classic games, fun for kids, friends and family, math kind of games, role playing games. They have like a little RPG style game, and then in here, you know, it shows you what die are connected.
It shows us the battery level of those too.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you can add die if you need to, and it'll go through a it'll scan for them, and then it'll add them as you go. But then they also have their, a link to their site where you can, see other games that might be possible, you know, might possibly come up. Most of the time, if anything new comes up, it's just going to show up.
Sure.
On they're just on the game list.
That's pretty cool. And again, these are called the
Go Dice.
Go Dice.
Yep.
And these are from
Go Cube.
Go Cube.
Yeah.
So the website for that, I remember, was Get Go Cube.
Yeah.
So going to be the same place for these guys?
Get Go Cube, and then you'd be looking for the Go Dice. And I mean, I've only spent, you know, about a week with these, but I think I've probably played five or six games with them. And it's really cool. I think the thing that's most impressive is just how fast they charge.
Yeah.
And they're just ready to go.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's an easy, fun little game, especially if you like the tactile, like actually rolling dice. Because there's, I mean, honestly, there's a whole bunch of Yahtzee games that you can just play on your phone without having to do anything.
You don't have to buy anything physical to play these games.
But if you want to play with people,
right,
you know, you either have to find the Yahtzee game that lets you play locally with people, or you're having to play actual Yahtzee. Where this, you can just, everybody rolls their dice. It's just one person keeps score, or you just pass the phone around to, you know, put in your Yahtzee thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's a really cool option for a gamer that really also likes tech, you know.
Yeah. It's one of those dads and grads things.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, I don't know what to get you. I know you're into this, or I know you like weird things, or I know you're like, this is one of those, what do you get somebody who has a bunch of stuff already?
Right.
They don't have this.
Yeah.
And these are the goat dice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Luke.
No problem.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, feedback, concerns, comments, anything, shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We'd love to hear from you one way or the other. Luke, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Luke Gaul, G-A-U-L.
And I'm on Instagram at Scott Webster and Twitter as SWebster77. Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.